Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott.
I almost gave it
away. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, and the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Great customer service, enhanced walk-in humidor. They have it all at Tobacco and Brew.
That's
and
right.
Good morning there, Susan.
Good morning.
Okay, now. You have to always warn us when you're getting ready to turn on the mic.
I said, here we go.
I know.
No, but you have to wave at me because a lot of times I'm just kind of looking around the room. Don't worry, Bob's been working with me for 10 years, and we go through this on a regular basis.
So,
I didn't
thumbs up?
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. That's your cue.
There you go.
And
I'm sitting over there going,
No, that was me saying, bip, boop. All of a sudden, hey, Sue McClain.
Yes, ma'am.
Very good job. Always in the. We just love you in the news hour.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I really like it. I love doing it.
Well, you were so wonderful on our sister station, and for
it's been
years,
a year
and
now.
You and Jimbo, and so now it's been. I actually drove up through a coffee place, and we were talking about it, and I said, "Gosh, it's been literally 1 year."
Yeah.
I mean, okay. We're a couple weeks away from the 1 year.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So we just appreciate, you know, you doing what you do. You do such a great job.
I love it. I really
love
it.
Well, thank you for being on our team.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, thank you for being on our team. It's great stuff. And good morning, everybody. It's so great to be here on this Friday, and we've just had some fun and exciting weather. We have because we need some fun and exciting weather. We do. We need the rain. I feel my heart bleeds for the flooding. Always seems to happen, especially after, you know, debris has been burned and all those things have been burned. But what we want to do is give you an update here in the Redding area. Partly sunny, then showers likely today with our highs of 54. And tonight we expect rain with our lows of around 40. Now, this is according to the National Weather Service that we print out in the mornings. You know, things can be variable, but we have a Saturday chance of rain, about 50% chance of rain, and our highs will be 51. Slight chance of showers, perhaps tomorrow night, then partly cloudy. We just hope for clear skies tomorrow night with our lows of about 31. Brr, great to have those outside fire pits on. Sunday calls for a sunny day with a high. Is there the p in there?
No, it's just
thank
the weather.
We
it's
have
the
a
weather.
P cover.
The weather with the. The weather with, you know, sound effects.
Yeah, of course. Of course. That's right.
Sunday calls for sunny with a high of around 50.
That's the flooding.
No, that's not funny.
Okay.
If you've ever been flooded, we both have been flooded.
Just, all right. You know what? We have a guest here.
Would you stop
it? All right.
And let me continue on with the weather. Sunday night, mostly clear. What's that look like? What's that sound like, mostly clear? I'm sorry. What are we? Who are we? What are we doing? Sunday night, mostly.
Is the weather over yet? Thank you.
It's Carl and Linda Comedy Hour.
Yeah, thank you to Chuck and Judy Kenny at Shasta Gas and Propane
right.
for bringing us the weather
Did
for this time.
You just cut me off?
Had to. We have a guest, Amy. Hello, Amy.
Good morning.
Amy came in one morning, and we were just jabbering away from a remote, and it went over her time, and she left. I said, okay, Amy. And they said, Amy walked out.
Sorry, I had to get to my next thing.
It's okay.
It's your morning media run.
Amy, who'd you bring today?
I brought Odin today.
Odin.
Yes.
Of Amy from Haven Humane. We love having our pet of the week, and you select a special critter, and this beautiful husky. Imperfection in the fur of this husky.
Malamute.
Oh,
not
sorry.
A husky.
Bigger.
Okay,
so huskies, very similar looking, but huskies are, or malamutes are bigger.
Okay.
So the
this
two,
is probably a
imagine,
malamute.
It's yeah. This is like a malamute mix.
But yeah. Blue okay. eyes, it was light
because
blue
they're,
eyes.
They're a lot
one
bigger.
One blue and one brown.
Yes.
And I had a malamute as a kid growing up, but never with this size.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
He is, and beautiful, paws, perfect. Thick, white,
yeah.
cream-colored paws.
Fluffy dog. He's really, really cute.
He's just laying here on the floor.
Yeah, he's about 4.5 years old. He's actually not your typical Malamute / Husky personality. In a lot of ways, he is. In a lot of ways, he isn't. He does need daily exercise, but he's a little bit calmer than most that we see. So I always tell people that looks aren't everything. A lot of people are very attracted to these dogs because mm-hmm. they are drop-dead gorgeous. Mm-hmm. There's something very, like, blue-eyed husky. It's just breathtaking. They're so beautiful. Mm-hmm. But everything about them is by design. So if you are not prepared to exercise a dog for multiple miles a day, they become neurotic. They're made for one thing, you know. And then, unfortunately, shows like Game of Thrones have made them very popular lately, and people in shelters are seeing more and more and more and more huskies.
Well, what you need is either take them out on the road with you or on the trail with you a lot, or have a huge backyard, a big backyard.
But even then, they need more stimulus than, like, they need you to go with them. They need to go.
They need
to
chase things. And
so they're working dogs.
They are very much working dogs. So they're meant to pull a sled through 20 miles an hour through 4 feet. Like, that is what they are meant to do, what they are bred to do.
I wish you could go from school to school as kids. You start to ingrain in an early age. You may look at something and think it's beautiful, but understand, and this is what I love about watching the Westminster Kennel Club. We watch it. We love it. We're fans of it. Because you learn about the breed, and you think, oh, what a cute. Okay, they were bred because they like to go down holes and kill rats.
Right, so they're going to dig up your backyard.
Yes.
Because that's in their nature.
Yes.
So that's the same thing with him. He's going to need a lot of exercise. He's a really great dog, but if you don't have 6-foot fences, it's not a good option for you. He actually is not destructive, so he'd probably be okay in a home inside more than he would be outside as long as he gets exercise. But, yeah, it's definitely something we try to let people know. Not only that, but they have a very extensive grooming that needs to happen because they shed a lot. So unless you're ready for your house to be like a winter wonderland with hair everywhere. Like, the things you have to be prepared.
That was Odin just making a little comment when you said he was a shedder.
He's like, I'm perfect.
No, I'm not
a shedder. And they're talkers. Most of them are talkers.
Oh,
so
they're
very vocal dogs. They make a lot of noise. So there are, and they fit, there are some households that is exactly perfect for that person.
Uh-huh.
But we just want to make sure that he's going to the perfect person because a lot of them do end up back in shelters because people want the pretty blue-eyed dog but don't realize how much,
time and effort and
energy.
This is a working dog, and any working dog, even the smaller working dogs like Heelers or the Australian Shepherds, all of them need a job. Otherwise, they're going to find things to do in your home you're not going to like.
But Odin is very well behaved.
Yeah,
he walks really well on a leash.
He's really a pretty dog.
I mean, he
beautiful
looks
dog.
Like, you know, if you think of part wolf.
Yeah, he's very, a
he's
lot of people
that
say that.
Hair, that beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he does need to be in a home as the only pet. He doesn't do well with smaller animals. He can get way too rambunctious with them. So just a home for him would be, you know, maybe a single guy who runs a lot and wants to.
Or a girl.
A girl, yeah.
Because
maybe,
he's good on the leash.
Yeah, he is. So anybody, I mean, runs a lot, doesn't have, I mean, he's fine with younger children. He's he's great with kids.
Mm-hmm.
Just not other animals. Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing about it is from what you're saying and to me is, that a single family or, you know, maybe
even
a couple.
Even if you're with a couple.
But as long as you're willing to take this dog out for long walks. And there's a lot of people out there you see walking, putting their kids in the strollers or they're walking around or on their bikes.
And it's a good New Year's resolution. And that's what we tell people, too. Like, if you want to get in shape, get a dog. You know, help. It's a win-win for both sides of that. So.
Well, he's beautiful. And thank you so much. So, Amy, tell us the hours again, what's happening over the holidays. And we're always saying adopt a dog. You know, please don't go out and buy a puppy, adopt.
Yeah. So we are actually teaming up with Bissell Pet Foundation once again tomorrow. So for another Empty the Shelter event. This one a little different than the last two that we've had. This one is there is an adoption fee, but it's only 20 for dogs or cats in the shelter. Obviously, the licensing applies if you're within our jurisdiction. We do license, so it's a $10 charge extra. We are teaming up with Bissell again, and we're really excited to do that. We love the Bissell Pet Foundation, and they've really
done.
So
it's like $20 to adopt a pet.
Yep,
and
they've done
includes chipping,
the spay, neuter, chipping. Yeah.
You know, a little kiss on the face, the whole thing.
Yeah.
So
get pre-approved
get
today.
Get pre-approved today.
Come by today. See what we have. We open at 11.
And you can't.
There's no holds for
can't,
animals.
Can't
for,
put a hold.
That.
So
can't
if
put
you
a
want,
hold.
If you want in here for Odin, you can't. You got to be there like first in line.
Yeah.
Or come down and just do it today.
Well, we're still doing Stuff the Bus. So dog adoptions are only $50 if you bring in a new unwrapped children's toy for Stuff the Bus. So it's still, you're still getting a discount today.
Still getting a good deal today. Okay. All right, Amy, as usual, you are the star.
Oh, thank you.
You are the one.
That's me. So I hope you're doing well. Looking forward to seeing you next week.
All right, have a good weekend, guys.
All right, okay. You too.
Oh, Carl, I have to add real quick. That's my favorite shirt. Every time you wear it, just brings out those eyes. It's my favorite color, and a lot of men don't want to wear, like, the light pastels for some odd reason, which I find crazy because it looks so good on most people's skin types.
And he looks great in pink.
You do look
good. A man wears good in pink.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're not sure of who they are.
Well, yeah.
It's a baby blue flight, by the way, fly shop shirt. One of those, you know.
I'm going to go run out and buy five more right now.
Amy, I think you know what?
Oh, look, Owen's got his face on and going, let's go.
Yeah. Okay. So you better be careful. Don't put your face on her. Okay, we're going to take a break here. Amy.
This portion of the show brought to you by Sleep Number, our friends over at Sleep Number. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed helps make spirits bright with proven quality sleep. And what a great Christmas present. Is there a better Christmas present than the gift of sleep?
No.
So many people, so many couples can't agree on which, you know, on the firmness of a mattress. But we have that problem no longer.
No, because we have dual temp or dual control.
Dual air control.
And I like to set my setting differently all the time. And so last night I set mine at 60.
Well, I set mine at 70.
Well, there we are.
No, I set mine at 62. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting last night was 60. Anyway, you can, you've got to experience this. We had, the other day we had Shannon Phillips on from the McConnell Foundation, and she said during the break, she goes, I have a Sleep Number bed. You know, all these people we know have Sleep Number beds, and, they are totally worth the investment in it. And right now, the newest Sleep Number 360 smart bed, its bed is brighter for you. The holiday is brighter for you because of this bed, and it's from $999. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. You can go on down to the Target Shopping Center. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you. Go over to the Sleep Number store. We'll be right back after these messages. It is about 17 minutes after the hour 7 here on the last day of November 2018.
Favorite State of Jefferson holiday tradition returns to Redding's historic Cascade Theater with a Celtic Christmas. Tamashine Foley's heartwarming holiday frolic returns with all new stories, music, and dances that celebrate Irish culture and the giving spirit of Christmas. A Celtic Christmas, December 20th at 7:30. Tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Celebrate the season with great deals on the world's best-selling off-road lineup during the Polaris Holiday Sales event. Now's the time to get rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. Get more done every day with a hard-working Ranger. Take on any task or any trail with General, the ultimate off-road SUV. Conquer every forest, field, and mountain on an unstoppable Sportsman. or live your life wide open in a high-performance RZR. Find your dream machine at Polaris.com, then see your dealer for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Come celebrate the Polaris Holiday Sales Event at Lee's Polaris, 2230 Larkspur Lane. Serving the North State from the same location since 1967.
Offer valid in U.S. through 12/31/18, subject to credit approval. Rebates and financing vary by model and year. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and drive.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460. You were just dancing here. Just a little dancing. Yeah. Hey, welcome to Friday, the last day of November, the 30th of November, 2018. It's 37 degrees out there, going up to 54 today. Should be clearing up so we don't have as much rain. And then tomorrow we're going to have about a 50% chance of rain, 90% chance tonight, 50% chance tomorrow. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, discounts for seniors and veterans, better-known business. 365-3793, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Located in the heart of downtown Reading. And when it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. We're going to have Casey Fotch on, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional, because we want to catch up on some things. He's been on here before. I'm going to take this time at 8 to be able to catch up on the mental health efforts they're doing here with the 5150s that we see wandering around our streets that could be a danger to themselves or others. So that's just one of the things we're going to talk about. But you have.
Well, I wanted to, you know, I think we're going to do that unless we have a special guest come on at 7:30. Want to do five things you need to know? Let's do that. Okay. Number one, President Trump. See what you know. President Trump is in Argentina for the G20 summit this morning, but a source tells CNN his mood is terrible and he's spooked and completely distracted. That's not too surprising after the latest Russia investigation bombshell. Michael Cohen pleading guilty to lying to Congress. Cohen, the president's one-time lawyer and fixer, had originally said talks between himself and Trump about a proposed Trump Tower project in Moscow ended in January 2016, right before the start of primary season. Cohen now admits that that was a lie. Now, by the way, this is five things you need to know from CNN.
This is CNN, who has got a their whole, for 2 years they've been attacking Trump. When you hear them say things like he's, what did you say, he's distracted, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, okay,
blah.
So what do you think? You've been reading about it.
I got a feeling is that CNN has a bone to pick with President Trump, and they're going to continue to say anything negative about him that they can.
All right, so let's go
on
number two then.
That's what I truly believe.
Alabama mall shooting, okay. After a week of shifting police narratives, a suspect has been arrested in that shooting at a mall in Alabama. Seems that Aaron Martiz Daquan Brown, 20, was arrested at a relative's house near Atlanta. He faces one count of attempted murder in the Thanksgiving night shooting at a mall near Birmingham, during which two police were wounded. A Hoover City cop working security at the mall that night shot and killed a different man, 21-year-old Mantic Bradford Jr.
Yeah, this is a sad thing here. The young man they're talking about that was killed was armed with a legally carried CCW. So, and when he was out trying to protect somebody, a security mall guard shoots him.
Ooh.
It wasn't the police. It was a security mall guard shot him. And this is just sad. Now, this is one of the things we teach people. When you are armed, legally armed, and something like this happens, the first thing you do is you make sure your family's safe, and that you've got to understand is that if you're standing there, if you're there and you pull a gun, that you are now
a target.
not necessarily a target, but you are a person that the police have to worry about.
Mm.
Now, they have to respond to you, and they're going to tell you to drop the gun. You put the gun down immediately and all that. Or, you know what, or you get your family out of the way and you're protecting them or your loved ones right there. There may be times that you see that, you know, it's right there in front of you, and you have to do something. You feel like you have to do something. This young man, from everything I understand, was just very well respected.
Following the law.
Following the law. And it looks like here a security guard shot him.
Wow.
But there was shooting going on and two policemen wounded.
And you see a guy drawing a gun. You're not asking, hey, what's your name? Let me see your license.
This is one of the things that you have to be aware of when you're carrying a concealed firearm.
Okay, number three, measles. The number of measles cases around the world soared. From 2016 to 2017, measles surged 31% during that year, says a joint report from the World Health Organization and the CDC. Measles outbreaks were reported all over the globe with an estimated 110,000 deaths, which is weird when you think about we've been getting inoculated from measles for years.
Here in the United States.
In 2017.
In the United States.
Right.
Now, a third of the of this caravan that's coming in, and they're treating them, about a third of them have got some kind of communicable disease.
Health officials blame gaps in vaccine coverage fueled by the spread of falsehoods about the vaccine in Europe, in quotations, as well as low immunization coverage in Africa, a failing health system in Venezuela, and generally complacency about the disease elsewhere.
Well, you know what? When we had that measles outbreak here in California, it wasn't from locals here. It was from people from across the border that started it. But it was enough, you know, but we still had other people that were not inoculated.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this is a big battle on these vaccines. And I know we know people that when they're children, they had twins inoculated. One changed. One didn't. And it's very, you know, when you start hearing things from people you know, and then you read the other things.
I don't know.
I know. I've been inoculated. When you're in the military, you don't have a choice.
What about when you were in school? You had to go and get the three-pronger on the shoulder. That's how old I am.
Well, yeah, and they scratch your skin.
Yep.
Like that. But back then, it was like, hey, here's a polio vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Salk saved how many children? And now we're starting to find they've had 31 or 32 cases of a polio-like disease that has hit people, hit children.
Number four, asylum protection. A Dutch church is holding a service that's been going on continuously for more than a month, all to protect a family from deportation. The Bethel Church and Community Center in The Hague has been helping an Armenian family whose asylum claim has been rejected. But Dutch law prevents police from entering a church while a religious service is taking place. So hundreds of pastors and volunteers have been holding a 24/7 service, clocking in more than 800 hours so far, to shield the family. A Netherlands church official says talks are going on behind the scenes with the government to resolve the case.
I'm sure it'll happen. That's interesting. They're having their own little church filibuster. That's kind of cool.
Right.
No, I mean, it's cool because this many people got involved in this. So there's more to the story about this Armenian family than just they're there illegally.
Okay, so let's see. Okay, here's a couple things. Special brew. More than 1,000 breweries across the country are concocting a special beer.
That's
to
right.
Help survivors of the California, I like survivors
it's
of
not,
the California
victims,
campfire.
It's survivors. Now,
and it's called resilience.
Right, and it's our gang here started this after the car fire. All of our brewers around here came out with a special brew for the car fire disaster, and it sold out immediately. So now it's spread. So over 1,000 breweries are going to put together this beer called the Resilience and sell it, and all the proceeds will be coming, well, you know, all the a percentage of all the proceeds will be coming to the campfire survivors.
Here it says Sierra Nevada Resilience,
yeah.
Butte County Proud IPA.
Yep.
Brewed to support those impacted by the campfire.
There you go. Great. You know what? We got some great people here. You know, they were from around here. We ought to have them on the show.
That's right.
And be talking about this. You know, and Mary's Pizza.
That's right. Well,
and, you know, have him over here to talk about this because they push this brews out there too.
And if you're a Golden State Warriors fan and you like Stephen Curry, a 9-year-old Golden State Warriors fan wrote to Stephen Curry about there being no girl sizes for his shoes. So in this particular, he writes a letter. Hi, Riley. I appreciate your concern, and I've spent the last 2 days talking to Under Armour about how we can fix the issue. Unfortunately, we have labeled smaller sizes as boys on the website. We are correcting this now, underlined twice. I want to make sure you can wear my kicks proudly. So I'm going to send you a pair of Curry 5.5 now, and you'll be one of the first kids to get the Curry G. Lastly, comma, we have something special in the works for International Women's Day on March 8th, comma, and I want you to celebrate with me, exclamation mark. More to come on that, but plan to be in Oakland that night, exclamation mark. All the best. Hashtag ruin the game. Isn't that cool?
That is
See,
cool.
You
See?
Know, you never know when you write somebody. You know, fans matter. And no matter how big you are, fans matter. He saw that and went, you know what? I'm writing it back.
Right.
And look at that.
It's even, they're all said, they're all got labeled as boys, but they're girls, too. I mean, girls have 5.5 sizes. Okay,
but
great.
Boys, but boys, and when you're looking for shoes and you're in the department and it's just the boys, they are a different size than girls. So you have to try them on like a size and a half bigger or something.
Okay.
So if you're a 4, you have to wear a 5.5 or whatever that is. So they do have to change the sizes from girls to boys. It's not straight across.
You're right.
Thank you. I think I'm going to celebrate that. Woo-hoo-hoo. I think that's my day. You're right. It's got to be a pin I'm wearing. Okay, we got to take a break because I'm right.
This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. They're right, too. Better known business. Been in the business for over a quarter of a century and can fix any type of heating or cooling system. Give them a call, 221-2642. These are our people of choice. And check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm celebrating.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KZNR.
Socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American-made. Now, these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. I'm dancing like an EWG in here. 25 minutes before the hour
that
of
be your
8
hat.
O'clock.
Instead of 8 o'clock.
37 degrees going up to 54 degrees today. And the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Bastiani Arms is bringing us this segment of the show. Whether it's a new long gun, a pistol, they've got previously used firearms in there also. But the customer service is what makes Bastiani Arms stand out from everybody else. Just outstanding customer service. Great gunsmithing, classes on CCW, classes on hunter safety. They have it all. It's locally owned, locally operated. John and Sarah Bastiani have just done a wonderful job there. And veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Well, good morning, and we have a very special guest with us from One Safe Place. And I've gone on to OneSafe.com. Would you like to introduce yourself and what you do with One Safe Place?
My name is Cathara. I'm at One Safe Place. I'm a prevention educator and crisis hotline coordinator. I'm very excited to be here, very excited to be considered a special guest. That was really kind. Thank you.
Well, you are.
Aw, thanks.
And we love One Safe Place. I've just gone online, OneSafePlace.org. If you're listening right now and you're, you know, perusing around on the internet for different things, go to onesafeplace.org. It's a really good, very thorough website on all the things that are under the umbrella of One Safe Place. So you're one of the things that you touched on, because we're going to be talking about the crab feed, and that's fun. Crisis hotline.
So our crisis hotline is available to folks within Shasta County 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if someone needs help at 2 o'clock in the morning, we put them through to a trained advocate where they can have a chat about what's going on, assess their safety for the moment, for the long term. And we can talk about additional resources and assistance that we can offer. And if it's not something that we can assist them with, because sometimes folks hear crisis hotline, and they just give us a ring thinking, hey, maybe they can go ahead and help me out. Sometimes it's beyond our scope of work, but we're still working really hard to get those referrals out there for folks in the community. So if it's not something that we can handle, we can find someone who can offer assistance. And we're more than happy to make that warm handoff.
So you, when you're, did you say that you were a trainer, that you train for that? A coordinator.
I am a coordinator for the crisis hotline, but I am also a one of the trainers for the Cal OES 66 Hours Domestic Violence Sexual Assault Intervention Crisis Counseling course.
We had a friend that went through that, and she would come over and say, okay, I want you to know I'll come over and or come to this dinner or whatever, but I'm on call. And oftentimes she would have to leave, and we knew that she would be in the other room and in private, in complete private surroundings. And, you know, we just knew that, you know, she had the heart to be able to be there in that moment of crisis. So that's pretty astonishing. You know, I feel like there's a calling for people who do that. And how do you encourage one who may be thinking, I want to do something? I think we're going to be seeing a lot of interesting things with how people lash out with the loss or fires or this kind of thing. We haven't seen the ripple effect. But how do you encourage somebody to come to One Safe Place and volunteer?
It starts with letting them know how much we value our volunteers, because there's so much work to be done at One Safe Place, at any nonprofit, really, that we can't possibly do it all ourselves. And our volunteers are really the backbone of what we're able to do for a lot of people. So I routinely tell our volunteers, like, I need you way more than you need me. And we really work towards increasing their training. So if there's any areas where they feel a little uncertain or where they feel like they need a little bit more guidance, we want to know so we can make it better for them, so we can prepare them in different ways to get them out working beside us with the public in our outreach, on our hotline, up in shelter. We let them know that there's so much to do at One Safe Place. It isn't a box that you check, oh, I'm going to go in and I'm going to volunteer and I'm going to do this one thing for 4 hours. It's whatever you're passionate about, let us know and we can find a way for that to be something that you do at One Safe Place.
We're here with Kasara from One Safe Place. And Kasara, we have a number of questions coming in. Has the car fire or any of the displacement campfire, any of the fires caused the influx of people reaching out to One Safe Place?
Absolutely. So following...
More so than the holiday season, which that's a separate question.
Yeah. So with the fires that kicked in, not just the car fire, but the campfire, a lot of the other fires that we had in the area, it did affect the crisis hotline and the influx of people coming in. So during that time, we kind of expanded beyond just a DV, domestic violence, SA, sexual assault crisis hotline.
Mm-hmm.
We were a crisis hotline for anyone who needed it. And we had passed along to all of our staff who work the line and all the volunteers who work the line, hey, these are some folks that might be calling in. They've been displaced due to fire. This is kind of what that looks like. And these are the local resources that we can refer them to. Like, hey, this salon is doing free haircuts. Hey,
wow.
These folks here are washing your clothes.
Yeah.
So it was...
Those kind of things.
Yeah, it was those kind of things that could help folks out in the community.
Because I know that you call One Safe Place, you all kind of like a clearinghouse for a lot of things. Now, during the Christmas season, or Christmas, I should say just a holiday from Thanksgiving on, is there a larger influx of people coming in?
There can be a larger influx of people coming in because it's families coming together for the holiday seasons. And for some folks, families aren't always as warm and welcoming as we would all hope. The folks who do come together for the holiday season, and it's a wonderful event, that's awesome. But unfortunately, it's not that way for everyone. So we do see an influx of calls, people looking for additional services, people just looking for help and for someone to listen to them.
It's very stressful, the holidays. Dr. Khan, a noted heart surgeon, was in with us. He said the largest percentage of heart attacks is on Christmas Day. And I think there's a lot of, and just this is my opinion, my unlearned opinion, that the stress of gifts and gift giving and wanting it to be special for people brings a lot of stress on, and if for some reason that doesn't, you know, something can be said, there could be, you know, words, which I think causes a lot of stress. And
absolutely.
You know, during this season. Or like you said, families come together, and especially, and I don't mean to get up on a soapbox here, but our country has got, you know, got some very strong feelings on both sides. And you can have families that get together that have loved each other, you know, since their families, all of a sudden get into it over politics, something you should never discuss anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's also a stressor that also hits families.
Yes, it is. And it can be exacerbated by any sort of disagreements, long lingering disagreements between family members. It can be exacerbated with the stress of the holiday season, which, you know, of course, like you said, you want to get everyone the perfect gift. That's very stressful in and of itself. But it's also a financial stressor for the holidays because there is the big focus on.
And that's what I was getting at. Yeah.
We just.
Well, and then, as Jimmy says, and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the party, people are drinking and they're toasting and all. And then now there's. Yeah.
Well, we just covered an article yesterday about a family that murdered another family over a custody dispute. So. I know that's to the extreme, but that's what One Safe Place. If you're just kind of like the anger that these people have gone through. So you have families that get together. They can't control the fact that maybe there may be divorce in the family, custody, people acting weird when it comes to your kids are going to be there, not going to be there, or that kind of thing. People can wig, and that's what the hotline's about.
Yeah, so the hotline is crisis intervention in that moment. If it's escalated to the point of physical violence, of course, that's where we encourage law enforcement to step in, because law enforcement will be able to go onto the scene and safely intervene in a way that someone on the crisis hotline can't, because unfortunately it's just a phone call.
Nor should they. Okay. Hey, we're here with Cassara from One Safe Place, and we're talking about the things that have gone on. Things you have to watch out for during the holiday season. Everybody should be happy, but it causes a, but it does cause a spike a lot of times in domestic violence or domestic events. And this is why this crisis hotline is so important. And we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Speaking of a local organization that helps people, it's Cornerstone Community Bank. Head on down to 1845 California Street or 150 Cypress Avenue and find out how Cornerstone Community Bank is moving local dreams forward. Visit online at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back with Cassara from One Safe Place.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the Car Wash Club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now, that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit at Wind River Spa. Indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
I'm here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Hi, I'm Kevin, owner of Pages Coffee Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. No matter what the job is, when it comes to print, scanning, and mailing, we do it all for you. We specialize in color copies, binding documents, making booklets, and bulk mailing. Whether it's faxing, laminating, taking passport photos, or scanning your files, we tailor to your business's needs. No job is too big or small. We do it all.
Pages Coffee Center, locally owned for 30 years for all your business copy, print, and mailing services. Give Pages a call at 246-9178. Visit them at 1645 Pine Street.
Jeff and Carrie from NorCal Vape want to wish everyone a very happy holiday season. They also want to remind you to please shop local this holiday season. For any vapers or smokers on your list, come visit NorCal Vape. They invite you to try before you buy and explore the idea of vaping. Jeff, Carrie, and the NorCal Vape staff will be happy to answer any questions you have. They will also match any local competitors' in-store price and invite you to check out sales going on now. Gift certificates are also available. 1700 California Street, NorCal Vape, where their customers are like family.
All right. You know what? Kudos here with Mariah Carey. You know,
it just turned me off because of what I just said about Trump.
Okay. I didn't hear a word. I had my earphones on. Whatever. Let's talk about Mariah Carey and the fact that she writes her own music.
Yeah.
So she's been writing. In fact, when she before she really hit it big, she was like selling songs way back when she was in her teens. And then, of course, you know, we know the Tommy Mottola and the connection of the first album. But, you know, when I think about that song, that Christmas song, and, you know, we're listening to a lot of, you know, various Christmas music throughout the season, of course. And songs come up that she's done, and I'm like, wow, that's really well written. So just kudos to Mariah Carey for that.
Yeah, and speaking of Christmas, today, the annual downtown Christmas tree lighting is today at the in the downtown atrium at the corner of Market Street and Placer. So do we know it's going to be at 5 p.m. tonight? That's when it starts. So get down there and have a great time. And then, of course, tomorrow night, the 38th annual Reading Lighted Christmas Parade starts at 6, starts at California and Tehama, and it goes to Sacramento, east to Pine, and north to Yuba. Honoring first responders this year, the Reading Fire Chief, Cullen Kreider, is going to be the Grand Marshal, and that's going to be a great time. Cullen was in the other day. And I don't want to get into anything like this, but as One Safe Place is doing a fundraiser, and it's going to be, of course, the crab feed, this wonderful, magnificent crab feed that is the best.
It happens in February. It does indeed. It's creeping up fast, and because the crab feed is almost upon us, we are already selling tickets.
Pre-sale.
It looks like there's going to be a crab season, too. I mean, I see them already. People are buying crab out there.
The light is on.
Yes. Yes, it's very exciting. There's a lot of ramp up for the crab feed. It's that excitement that's simmering beneath the surface at One Safe Place. Mm-hmm. So we're really looking forward to working with all of our amazing community sponsors, all of the volunteers who really give it their all at the crab feed, because that's a really long event for a lot of the volunteers.
When you say long, I mean it starts like a couple of weeks ahead of time, or when they get there that morning at 6 and they don't leave till 2 o'clock in the morning.
What does long mean?
What is that?
Long means not only the day itself. Yeah, we get up there early for setup, make sure everything is up, running where it needs to be. And then there's, of course, the event itself. And then it's cleanup. And I think last year, I think we stuff around until about 2:30 in the morning with cleanup and tidying everything up. That's just the day of the event. That's not the marketing that goes into it and securing all of the really cool prizes that we get to raffle off, because it's the volunteers that go out there and it's our fund development team who are out there, you know, talking to folks about what we're doing, what's going on. And a lot of folks in the community are really generous with what they're giving to One Safe Place to raffle off to raise some money for folks.
That's fantastic. And, you know, it's been one of our favorite events. We've been gone the last 2 years because we've attended Super Bowl, something out of town. But this year we're going to be in town. And I'm telling you that we have our crab hats. We have our crackers, our butter.
Butter warmers.
Our butter warmers. I mean, we come, like, ready. In our little
Linda's,
bib.
Your Super Linda's, Bowl. Linda,
this is our
ready.
Super Bowl.
Linda has a bib that it's about the size of a sheet. So she kind of wraps up in it with little holes in her for her arms. And,
well, I am not embarrassed to eat a lot of crab.
Kassara, in fact, when I came back from Iraq the last time and I come up here, my very first crab feed was with One Safe Place.
Oh, that's awesome.
And when I came in, I like to eat crab too. And I hadn't had crab for, years? And it was like, oh, you could eat crab.
Oh, yeah.
And I literally
ate all you could eat.
I felt guilty walking out. I mean, I did. I felt guilty.
Seven crabs later.
I felt guilty walking out and covered with butter and all this. And I thought, wow.
Guilty
and
pleasure.
I said, this is really cool. But it is cool.
But
it all goes to a good.
Right.
A good cause.
So the crab feed. The dollars per ticket are what?
The dollars per ticket?
$40?
You mean the cost?
Yeah, I was just saying the dollars go to, but I kind of like mixed two thoughts there. The dollars go, everything that's made that night, including all the people who donate, and there's a great silent auction, great live auction, goes to supporting One Safe Place with the things we're talking about for people to have a shelter, a space, all-inclusive when people walk in. They don't have to bounce around town. You've got an all-inclusive place now with One Safe Place.
And our services are free. You can't forget that.
And so our dollars that pay that buy a ticket or buy a something at this event go towards being able to provide that.
Absolutely. So after we pay costs for, like, you know, the crab, what mm-hmm. have you, it all stays with us at One Safe Place. That means that we can pursue more programs that have been on our wish list, have been on our dream list, because, of course, there's so much that we want to do. And that funding helps us pursue those goals. So it stays with us. It helps folks in the community. And it really makes a difference.
How many people a year would you say that, well, you're on the hotline, but how many people a year do you think you reach out there?
We reach a lot of folks in a lot of different ways. So we have our social media pages, Facebook, Instagram. We're on Twitter now. So we reach a lot of folks through our social media, and that expands all the way up through California. We've had people reach out to us via social media like, hey, I'm up in Chico, and this is kind of what's going on, and we have questions about your shelter and how that runs and how we can kind of see what we can do to mirror that, because you're really helping the folks in your community. Of course, our hotline is out there and available for everyone. We take thousands of calls a year. And then, of course, we have all the folks that just walk in from word of mouth. Someone's friend, brother, sister, cousin recommended, hey, it sounds like this is a scary relationship for you. It doesn't sound like it's healthy. You know what? You should go talk to someone at One Safe Place. And we probably have hundreds of walk-ins just over a month.
So you will post this on your...
So it'll be thousands a year. If hundreds a month, it comes out to thousands a year. And plus all the people on the phones. And this is not like it's taking taxpayers' money. It's everything is being donated. And with this Giving Tuesday, y'all did well on that in comparison to everything else that was going on with it. This community is such a giving community. $4 million raised for the car fire, for the survivors of car fire. Over $805,000 given for this Giving Tuesday, and now this campfire. And a lot of people are funneling money into that too. This is just the number of disasters we have had around us is going to have an impact on everybody. Yet people are still seeing the worth and the value of One Safe Place.
Absolutely, it's amazing, and we want to thank everyone who came out and gave to us on Giving Tuesday, but also to everyone in the community for being such strong, amazing, resilient supporters of One Safe Place, of our mission, of the community itself. It was really powerful to see people come together and build that sort of resiliency in their community and reach out to help and support one another. It was really inspiring.
Okay, tickets go on sale December 1st until they're sold out. And let me tell you.
Which is tomorrow.
Okay, One Safe Place hosts an annual crab feed. I'm looking at this. Transforms the Shasta District Fairgrounds, filling Lassen Hall with 1,200 hungry crab cracking participants each year during the first Saturday in February. The event features fresh, succulent, all-you-can-eat crab, fresh bread, the Anderson Rotary's world-famous homemade clam chowder, salad, dessert, and coffee, along with a no-host bar, including beer, wine, soda, and margaritas. Fun-filled music, live auction, and the Crab Servers Parade, which you can't miss. And so whether you love crab or just enjoy the atmosphere, don't miss the biggest party in the North State. And again, the tickets go on sale December 1st. And you must get them because they do sell out. And we know how, okay, we are famous in Reading for last minute people, last minute RSVPs. And then you can't find a place. This happens at the Crab Feed. Believe it or not, it is the biggest event of the year, and it sells out. So yeah. Much fun. It's very loud.
And you don't have, like, standing room only crab eating.
No.
Are you going to be the crab this year?
Yes.
Are you going to be the dancing crab?
No, we can't.
No,
tell
I can't reveal the identity
absolutely.
Of the dancing crab.
Okay. Because Sarah, once they place, has been with us today. We've got, what do we have? A few more seconds here. If you've got a chance, of course, come and join us at the crab feeding. How many years has this been going on? Gosh.
It's at 29.
Oh, my goodness. 29.
It might be 30 this year.
I think this is our 30th year doing crab feed.
Big time. Wow.
Yeah.
Gee, my gosh,
the crab feed is as old as I am.
I was going to say, it was older than you. You're going to an event that's older than you. Okay, everybody, we're going to take a break for the news. We're going to be back with Casey Foch from Shasta Regional Medical Center. We want to talk about all the things they're doing in the mental health side for our community. We'll be right back after these messages.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. If you've stayed at a Marriott Starwood hotel, your private information may be in the hands of hackers. Marriott says the information on as many as 500 million people has been compromised.
The company says credit card numbers and expiration dates of some guests may have been taken. Marriott said there was a breach of its database in September, which had guest information related to reservations at Starwood properties on or before September 10th. Marriott discovered through the investigation that someone copied and encrypted guest information and says it's now working toward removing the information.
Correspondent Jeremy House. At a formal signing ceremony, President Trump and the leaders of Canada and Mexico have replaced the North American Free Trade Agreement.
The new trade pact is called the USMCA, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement. President Trump said the negotiations were long and tough, but he thanked his Canadian and Mexican counterparts.
Thank you for your close partnership throughout this process. This new agreement will ensure a future of prosperity and innovation for Mexico, Canada, and the United States.
That report from White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Federal judge in Washington scheduling an afternoon hearing to address former FBI Director James Comey's challenge of a House subpoena.
Lawyers for Comey filed the unusual request on Thursday, asking a judge to block a subpoena, asking Comey to testify on Monday at a closed-door hearing investigating alleged anti-Trump bias at the FBI. They allege that Republicans on the committee will use the private testimony to selectively leak information. In court documents, they allege that House committees have been leaking testimony to support what they called a false political narrative. Comey has offered to testify in public.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 18 points, the Nasdaq 18 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Financial markets cannot handle rising rates. As interest rates rise, stocks and bonds will come down. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. Everything that's happening right now, I predicted. In a webinar seen by thousands, it's why the book became a national bestseller. Watch it and learn why stocks are set to collapse and why gold is going to soar to over $10,000 per ounce. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send it to you right now for free. That's right, directly to your phone, no questions asked, just massive value. Text the word WINTER to 49776. That's the word WINTER to 49776. I'll immediately send you the presentation right now. Text WINTER to 49776. If you're an investor, you got to see this. Once you do, you'll want to change. And from there, we at Advantage Gold hope to earn your business. Text WINTER to 49776.
Better late than never, Germany's chancellor finally arrived at the G20 summit in Argentina.
Angela Merkel, her finance minister, and accompanying journalists had settled in for the 15-hour flight to Buenos Aires when the captain reported a technical problem. The crew turned the plane around and landed at Cologne Airport. Mrs. Merkel, who spent the night at a hotel in Bonn, described the problem as a serious malfunction. Unconfirmed reports suggest that the entire air-to-ground radio communication system failed and that the pilot was forced to arrange the landing using a satellite phone. The German Air Force has ruled out the possibility of deliberate sabotage.
The BBC's Jenny Hill. Ukraine has imposed a travel ban on Russian men aimed at keeping them out of Ukraine. The latest development in the long simmering dispute between Russia and Ukraine. Over the weekend, Russia seized several Ukrainian naval ships and members of their crews. News and analysis at townhall.com. NASA says America's next moon landing will be made by a private concern.
NASA says there are 9 U.S. companies competing for the job to deliver experiments to the moon. The goal is for the space agency to buy the service and let private industry work out the details on how to reach the lunar surface. It's similar to SpaceX delivering supplies to the International Space Station. The first flight could be as early as next year, which is also the 50th anniversary of the first humans to land on the moon. The announcement comes just days after NASA landed a spacecraft on Mars. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A year-end tax bill, a Republican measure designed to provide relief for working-class Americans, appears to be in trouble. Plans for a House vote on the bill were scrapped late last night. That's raising concerns that it may lack the votes to pass. Once again on Wall Street, the NASDAQ up 16 points, the S&P 5 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Hope you're having a great day. It's the last day of November. It's November the 28th, 2018, and it is 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Enhanced walk-in humidor, but the same great customer service. All this at Tobacco and Brew.
Honey, I think it's November 30th.
What did I say?
28th.
Did I say that?
I'm sorry to correct you on this beautiful Friday morning, but this is what good wives do.
You mean November's got more than 28 days?
It's not February. We were just talking about crab feed, so maybe
did you're going to say the 28th.
Yeah, you did. 8:06 in the morning now, currently 37 degrees.
I think I've
degrees.
Said that all morning, though.
I don't know. I just caught it. So 37 degrees it is outside with our highs of 54 and our lows of 40. I'm going to give you a quick update, then we're going to take our morning calls. Partly sunny, then showers with today, our 54 and lows of 40 tonight with rain. Chance of rain on Saturday morning with highs of 51, and then tomorrow night clear, partly cloudy, maybe a few showers. But our lows of 31. Sunday calls for sunny with our highs of 50 and Sunday night lows of 30. Monday, mostly sunny with our highs of 50 and lows of 36. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where senior and veteran discounts are welcome. Give them a call at 365-3793. And now we go to our fitness tip of the week with our favorite gym, Adamson's Peak Performance, with the owner, Joe Adamson. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl.
Hello, Joe.
Carl was just trying to buy himself a couple more days there to get all of his stuff done this month.
That's right. You know what? You know, I've only got like 26 shopping days until Christmas, and that includes Christmas Day. And Linda's always gets a little bit excited when I leave the house early because she never knows what part of the universe I go to pick up another
present
for.
Yeah, I think, honey, thank you for the cigar. Anyway.
Last-minute shopper there. Well, maybe I can help you with that, with the the fitness tip. I heard Carl say something to Sarah about the stress of buying that perfect gift. So that's my tip today. I've got three great gift ideas for you guys.
Excellent. Please tell us.
All right. So the first one is a smart wool or icebreaker merino wool base layer. If you're someone that likes to walk or hike or ski outdoors, and it just makes an incredibly nice, warm, comfortable base layer. If you sweat, it wicks the sweat away. Expect to pay $70 to $90 for a icebreaker, and you can go to Sports LTG and get that, and that's going to make somebody extremely happy, especially if they're someone that's always freezing. The second one is a TRX suspension training exercise system. We have probably 15 of them in our gym. Professional trainers use them all the time. It'd be great for someone who's kind of an intermediate or someone who wants to do some of their workouts at home or travels. These things only weigh 4 pounds, and you can literally train your whole body on these. They're called TRX suspension systems. You can Google that. Expect to pay about $169 for the consumer version. And then my third gift idea, this one's a phenomenal one. This one could change somebody's life. This is a 30-day personal training package at Adamson's Peak performance. It would be, we just formulated this. It's 8 personal training sessions, an assessment with Amy, a heart rate monitoring system, gym membership, everything, 30 days for $397.
Good.
Yeah, it'd be a sweet gift.
Including the heart rate monitor system and all that stuff.
Everything.
Yeah, there are no reasons not to start off the year in a great way.
And 8 personal training sessions. That's huge.
Yeah,
Amy.
It's great. We've really discounted it. Yeah, we've even thrown Amy into the pack.
Amy, man. She's the best. And talk about somebody who's going to really tell you from head to toe about what's going on with your body. And doesn't it take like an hour and a half to do a real personal assessment of your fat, whatever, all that stuff, right?
Yeah, she takes about an hour with you, and you'll really get an idea of your strengths and weaknesses. That the body fat assessment is one of the things, and she goes over what's called a functional movement screen. You know, a lot of people come in, they don't realize that they're an incubating injury waiting to happen. So Amy can kind of flush some of that out, figure out where you need to get more flexible, where you need to get more strength, and really can prevent some injuries before they even happen.
I want that. I want Amy to tell me which part of my body is going to break first. Because when I worked out with Amy before, she showed me exactly which part of my body had to do with. She had me doing planks for 16 hours.
Okay. Oh, my God. Well, thank you, Joe. And, of course, Adamson's Peak Performance. Give us your number.
It is 221-8006.
Okay, 221-8006, and you know they're located off of Street. That's right behind that high school. Where is it again?
Elementary school.
Yeah,
the
it's
elementary
3050 C Street.
Okay.
Right across the freeway from Rother Elementary.
Right. Okay.
Perfect.
All right, Joe, thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
And we'll see you soon. See you Monday.
Okay. All right, sounds good. Bye-bye.
Hey, we're here with Casey Fudge.
Our special guest
this
morning.
Special guest. Happy to be here.
Our CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. Now, we've had him on off and on for various times, but we haven't had, but there's been other people with him and all these. We haven't had a chance really to sit down and talk about all the things that Shasta Regional is getting into this year and what it's going to look like for next year.
Our new CEO. Love to have you. You're great.
Well, thank you.
Always
good to be here. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Thank you. It's flattering.
And also your beautiful wife.
Yes.
Who is just a hoot.
Orna.
Dr. Gill. She was a little panicked last night. Heard the weather was going to go down below freezing, so she was out cutting all the fruit off of our trees because she thought they would be damaged. So I came into the kitchen this morning with looked like we had some farm worker convention going on over there. It was just pretty crazy.
And that's a beautiful
I was like, where the heck did all this fruit come from?
Okay, and then plus you have to know
Dr. Gill to appreciate this.
Yeah.
This is an Israeli Army veteran and an OBGYN,
and
a new one here in town.
Specializes in women like hormones and thyroid, and she's a fascinating person.
She's doing a lot of good stuff over at Shasta Regional Medical Group, so it's working out really well.
Yeah.
I'm going to be under her care starting next year.
You need to be under somebody's care. That's for sure.
Okay, anyway.
Unfortunately, she can't help Carl or I. So.
Well, that's true.
We're on our own.
You know what? Before we get started on this, we're going to take a quick break because we spent some time here. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst and his company just ensures that you are going to be safe because your windshield is safe. If you got a little bitty chip in it, just think of this. Weather's getting down into the 30s, and it's going to get into freezing. If you have a chip and get some water in there and it freezes, it can split your windshield open. Now, he can fix that chip and guarantee it for life. Or if you have a crack 2.5 feet in length or less, he can fix it and guarantee it for life. Go to Jeff Wurst. Get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. It's 14 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 30th of November 2018. 37 degrees. The last day. 37 degrees going up to 54 today. It looks like the rain's tapering off until tonight. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Cascade Theater presents the 14th annual Cascade Christmas, a Reading holiday tradition. The North Pole just went south. This year, we're putting the ice in nice, featuring an all-new story. Evening and afternoon performances on weekends, November 23rd through December 2nd. Bring a camera for free pictures with Santa after each matinee. Tickets on sale now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
It's the Black Friday sales event going on now at Reading Kia with unbeatable deals on every new 2018 and 2019 Kia in stock.
Get $3,000 in total Kia customer cash on a 2019 all-wheel drive 7-passenger Kia Sorento.
That's a Black Friday special. And there's 1,750 reasons to own a 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro. $1,750 in total Kia customer cash on the coolest crossover in California.
And wait until you see the all-new new, completely redesigned Kia Forte. You'll love it.
The 2019 Kia Forte, now turning heads everywhere.
Save your money for the holidays and make no payments for 90 days on approval of credit.
That's 3 months with no payments on a brand new Kia.
And every new Kia purchased comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations and America's best warranty.
You got that right. It's on now. The Black Friday sales event ends November 30th, 2018. Reading Kia, ReadingKia.com.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
Mannheim. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460, about 13 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the last day of November, the 30th. 37 degrees out there, going up to 54 today. I'm putting that emphasis on, if you've just tuned in, is because I was saying the 28th a couple of times. For some reason, the 28th of November stuck in my head. I'm not sure why. This portion of the show brought to you by Foreman's Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. May I remind everybody, it's soon to be Christmas. And Christmas is a day that you give presents to your loved ones. You give presents all through the year, of course. But if you're looking for a great jewelry present, go to Four Winds Jewelry. They have such a super collection of just everything you can imagine. And if you can't find the exact right item, they'll find it for you. 2225 Hilltop Drive, one of the only, maybe one of the two, only full-service jewelry stores in Reading. Watch repairmen, designing, building, importing. They have it all at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and they're having a great sale on there pretty soon. So you got to be looking at that, too. Four Winds Jewelry is where Linda goes. Linda and I are here with Casey Fatch today from the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I want to get an update on the the work that you're doing with our county and the mental health.
Yeah, so
and one of the solutions that you came up with.
Well, we so you know we started back in I guess it was about May, so working with them, working with the county to get a contract to be able to do the 5150 involuntary holds, so we could get these patients that need the care into a safe environment and hold them there against unfortunately it takes that when you're determined to be a danger to yourself or others.
And that's what when you hear the term 5150, that's exactly what it means. It's a police and I guess maybe even a hospital type thing.
Yeah, it varies by county who can write those particular holds, but the majority of them here are written by law enforcement.
And it's for a person who's a danger either to themselves or going to harm themselves.
They've got suicidal thoughts and tendencies and a plan.
Right.
And a plan.
And
that's
a plan.
Very important. Or they're a danger to others.
Others, where they will attack other people.
That's right.
These people are the ones, we have the ones walking down the street screaming. Yes, it's true.
Yes.
But they are not 5150. So those are people with other types of problems.
Yeah, generally the patients that we see under the 5150 conditions have schizophrenia. And so sometimes the people that you see walking down the street have that schizophrenia, but they don't have, they don't have the violent tendencies at that point.
Okay.
Maybe they haven't stopped taking their medications, because that's generally what we see is the patients that they, for whatever reason, stop taking their medications. And there's a few very common reasons that happens, but then they escalate into that acute schizophrenic state that makes them, potentially dangerous.
Okay. So you and the county and the County Health and Services, have come up with a plan.
Yeah, and the plan is, because jail is not always, the majority of the time, it's not the safest environment for these kind of people because they need treatment. They need to get back on their medications, and that's the service that we provide at the hospital. And so it's been going very well with the county. I mean, we're, getting our systems in place. We've already started, we started the service about 3 weeks ago. We've seen about 30 patients come through. We've been contacted by other counties because, we're pretty much the only locked facility in what we call the North, right? What we call not what everybody else thinks Northern California is, but we call the North.
We call it the North.
That's right. We call it the North. And so, at that point, we've been talking to MODOC and Butte and a couple of other counties. And again, those patients will come here, they'll get treated and stabilized, and then they'll be returned back to their counties into a safe environment for outpatient therapy. But here, it's working really well. We've got two psychiatrists that we're working with now and some mid-level staff as well. So we're getting our systems in place and getting things fine-tuned, and I'm sure we'll start to see some more volumes. The volumes increase as the holidays come apart, come upon us, because it gets very stressful.
Yeah, we were just talking about that with One Safe Place. That there's an uptake during the holiday season. Of course, there's more physical things. Dr. Kahn told us one time that there's more heart attacks on Christmas Day than any other. So.
Speaking of that, we have been very, very. Dr. Mazur has been basically chained to the OR table for the last week and a half.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's been doing. We've been doing a lot of
Dr. Mazur is the head of your cardiology.
He is our cardiac surgeon.
Right.
And our cardiologists, Dr. Pick, Dr. Kahn, have been very, very busy. And again, it has to do with, changing the weather. It's getting colder. That puts stress on your body. The holidays coming up, all that kind of stuff. And we have seen a significant uptick in heart attacks and that type of stuff.
These are things that people need to realize because you've got, if you look at just, they do these stress and they put all these things about this is how much stress you have in your body. Even if you don't think it's a stressful, like let's start with the car fire. We have the car fire.
Exactly.
Huge stressor.
Yep.
Even if your home didn't burn, but say you were evacuated.
Right.
Okay, that's a huge stressor. Even if you weren't evacuated, but you're getting ready to evacuate, that's a stressor. And then you finish up with that, and then you've got the campfire starts, and then you've got the holiday season coming on you, and so there's such a tremendous amount of stress that you don't even realize. But your body is
This is a hard time of the year. It really is on your body. Again, we were talking about the change in temperature. We've seen a 40 to 50 degree swing in temperature over the last 30 days here.
Yeah.
And so that That's significant.
We were watching 40-degree changes daily.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it'd, go from, exactly. it'd go from 85 to 45. Right. I mean, it's like, this is strange. And we're talking with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we're talking about, first of all, the new, now you've opened up that, you've opened up those beds. Is
right.
that is
That's
that correct.
Correct? That's correct.
Now, and so we're talking, you know, the 5150s, those who are, could hurt themselves and have a plan to hurt themselves, and or those who are in danger of hurting others, now have a place to come in and be treated.
Be treated and stabilized.
That's
correct.
And
generally,
it's inpatient.
It's inpatient. There's probably about 15 patients there today. And we get them back on their meds, get them stabilized, and then find a, you know, we have to discharge them into either the county's outpatient program or another type of program where they can get maintenance.
And then Dr. Paul Mazur, who is the heart surgeon, at Shasta Regional, has been, as you've had him chained to the table for the last.
Well, I called him last night just to make sure he was still around because I hadn't seen him because he's been in the OR the whole time. And, you know, I just wanted to make sure that, you know, he's doing okay physically because, you know, it's very demanding. And
oh, it is.
He's doing a great job up there, and the outcomes are good. Everybody's doing really well.
It takes you a long time to become a proficient heart surgeon. And Doug
That's
McConnell
correct.
Has been on our show several times.
Yeah.
Talking about.
Very
yeah,
good
Doug. Just,
yeah.
And I guess Doug's on call, too, sometimes
sure,
going
he
to help.
He takes call for us.
It's a physical test. On a
it's
surgeon
physically
because
demanding.
He's there for hours.
No question.
You've got to be focused. You've got to be able to, you know, you've got to be able to stand on your feet. You've got to have that type of attitude to get in there and work like that.
Yeah, I think you bring up a good point. I think a lot of people don't realize how physically demanding on a surgeon doing surgery is. Whether it's orthopedic, whether it's gynecological, whether it's cardiac, it is physically demanding. And you know, with the technology has allowed us to help the doctors out with that and make it less physically demanding, mm-hmm. and they can do more surgeries and have people under anesthesia a lot less than they used to be. But still, it's a very taxing profession physically.
It is. Okay. Now, and all this, we're talking about is, of course, at Shasta Regional. The other thing, and before we take the break, I just got to get personal here for
Uh-oh.
A second.
Okay.
All right, now here you've moved here, you've taken over this hospital,
right?
And the hospital was, you know, Randall Hemplin, they had to bring him back in, kind of
to
stabilize
sure.
it and all this because there's some couple problems it
sure.
had in the leadership positions.
That's correct.
And then they approached you and you took a look at it and you said, yeah, I can do this.
Sure.
And then you rolled in, and then your wife, of course, is a OBGYN.
That's correct.
And starting her practice up here,
right.
and moving into houses and all this.
Right.
So with all that going, we're talking about stress. We're talking about the stress of the fires. We're talking
right.
about the stress of the holidays. You go out and buy two Labrador puppies.
Yeah, well, you know, here's the deal. I like to make sure that my lapse of judgments occur at home versus work. Okay, so you know that's where
I'm
that came
sorry,
from.
Sorry, I am rolling
but
over back here.
Yeah, but they are so cute. I got to tell you, man, they're both black. They're litter mates. Their names are Max and Basil. They've got their little personalities already, and my wife, they just can't separate from her. I mean. It's unbelievable. They're sleeping on her all the time. She just loves those dogs. It's really working out well for us. But to your point, they're a handful. I gotta be honest with you.
You're talking about two puppies that a couple of months ago be like 80 pounds a piece.
Yeah, yeah.
Come in to see daddy. You know, they're going to hit you high and low, and we're going to have Casey rolling around the floor.
Yeah, I won't need Amy to tell me where my injuries are going to be. They'll be helping me out. Those dogs. Yeah, they're strong. They're strong dogs. I've had several litter mates before, and boy, they play and they play hard.
They do.
Yeah.
And so now, right now, they've adopted.
Oh, my gosh, they love her so much.
It's your wife.
Yeah, I walk into the room, and it's like, I'm not even there. She's there, the dogs, and they're just not even looking at me. So she's having a blast.
Well, don't raise your voice, because who knows what's going
right.
to happen. You know, they're looking around. Right. They're just going to be like little raptors.
Yeah. Well, it'll be no different. She'll be in charge, as usual. So, you know, now she's just got backup.
I'm sorry, everybody. I just, you know, I know Casey,
sure.
and I know his beautiful wife.
Yeah.
And I know, and when I heard that, with all the things
sure.
going on in the world, oh, yeah, we just bought two Labrador puppies.
Right.
And I was like, oh, gosh, you guys are, You two are special.
We're having a really good life up here.
Okay. Well, you know what? And that's great because when I see things like that, buying houses, buying dogs, that means somebody that's planting roots here.
Well, we're putting roots in. We're not going anywhere. This has been nothing but positive and a positive experience for us. And the people at the hospital and the community have just been very receptive, and it's made it very easy. It's been a very easy transition.
Okay, and what I want to talk about then after the next break is where you see Shasta Regional heading into in this next year.
Sure, okay.
Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. You know, since these fires have started, some people have had to move in with the people, and people have had to move in with them. If you have some people that have been, some of your guests or your family may have been injured, may have had surgery, and they need help while you're working, Home Helpers. They're there for you 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day. We have friends that just had, she works, and he had foot surgery, and he's not going to be able to get around. So maybe it could be a couple hours a day. Somebody from Home Helpers comes in there and helps out and makes sure everything's done, take the pressure off. But Sharon Clark will head on over to your place, give you a free consultation. She's going to provide a plan that works for you and your budget. That's Home Helpers. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back with Casey Fatch from Shasta Regional Medical Center, the CEO there. 37 degrees going up to 54. It's 8:30 in the morning.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Real people, real winners. Let passion carry you farther than ever before. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our November Adventure Swipe to Win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Free slot play, prizes, or a Can-Am Commander. Not one, but two winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily at any of our new kiosks. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn 4x entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Play the game board for free slot play Fridays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a Can-Am Commander. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's a liberating feeling when you know you can go anywhere, whenever, on a moment's notice. Can-Am Commanders come built to handle any terrain, so embrace the spirit of adventure and get out there. Play our November Adventure promotion, where you could win a Can-Am Commander from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Two winners. Final drawing Friday, November 30th. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. 26 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 30th of November, 2018. 37 degrees, going up to 54 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans there. 365-3793 and Maxwell Insurance is bringing us this portion of the show. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell is the one to go to. Been helping veterans, families, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Give her a call at 221-0441 or just stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to the Members First Credit Union, right there as you make that entrance into 44. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We're here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. So far we've talked about the mental health unit that they started
right
under Casey here, right, which can take up to 21 people that have been diagnosed as being severely disturbed enough to kill themselves or right to harm others.
Right, that's right.
And you've got, what, 15 or 16 people in there right now?
Yeah, we have 15, 16 there today.
And it's to get them stabilized until they can get the long-term
yeah
care.
Yeah, and generally, you know, like we said before, it's to back on their meds and get them into a safe, you know, discharged into a safe environment.
And there's no other place like this, really,
no,
around
not
here.
No, there's a smaller facility, but they don't. You know, the one thing that we bring to the table is also the medical services,
uh-huh,
and that's important because a lot of these patients do have what we call comorbidities, where they've got either diabetes or COPD or some other type of condition that we have to address while they're in the behavioral health unit as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that only we can do.
Okay. The other thing two of the things we talked about also during the first half of our show was that we're seeing more heart attacks.
Right.
Things that are happening, heart conditions,
yeah,
during this time of the year, yeah, the changes in the temperature, sure, the stress going on, all the, you know, Thanksgiving, oncoming Christmas, but
yeah,
our cardiac surgeon has been very busy.
He has been very busy. That's a service that we provide. We have we're the most consistent program in the North State. We really do. I have the same team. It's the continuity that's there. Everybody's been working together for years, and so that is something that really contributes to the the high quality outcomes that we have.
Well, you're a certified chest pain center.
We are. We are certified. We're a STEMI receiving center as well, because mm-hmm, we track all that door to balloon time stuff, and mm-hmm, it's been very effective. And we were just awarded one of the top 50 hospitals in the country by Truven, which is a subsidiary of the Watson IBM program. And there's a lot of indicators that go into that, but it's a very prestigious honor, and we're real proud of it.
Well, and just something to be proud of, one of the top 50 hospitals in the United States.
Yeah.
I mean, they look at thousands.
Well, there's about 5,500, and so to be in that elite group, it's pretty good company. And I just don't think a lot of people realize that what goes on at Shasta with how we treat heart disease. And it's not just the open heart surgery. It's not just the balloon, and stenting of arteries. It's also how we treat, conditions like congestive heart failure and
stroke.
And stroke as well. But this is pretty focused on the heart.
Uh-huh.
And so it's not just our cardiologists are top rated, our cardiac surgeons top rated, but also our hospitalists, because they're the ones that do a lot of treating of patients that have chronic conditions like congestive heart failure and that type of stuff when they come in through the emergency room. And so all of our outcomes, our 30-day mortalities, our 30-day readmissions, all of those are lower than the national average, and that's how you get into that group.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty prestigious.
And I know you're not a surgeon, and you'll tell me that all the time when I say, hey, I've got this little... got this cold.
I've helped a couple times.
Well, he has. And he's got, yeah, I stayed at the Holiday Inn. And,
sure.
No, but, when you look at this, when you look at the the cardiac centers. And, sure. you know, heart disease is still one of the number one killers out there.
Yes.
And so having a center right here in town that is with the quality of people and the caliber of the treatment there right. is something that, to me, especially as you get a bit older, is reassuring that there's going to be somebody here who knows what they're doing.
Well, and we also service the seven other counties as well. So we, you know, mm-hmm. we do receive wow. patients that are having active heart attacks from other, you know, transferred here from other counties because there's no other option. So they're either airlifted here. I'm sure you see the
oh, yeah.
chopper coming in out of the hospital day, you know, 3-4 times a day. And that's we provide that service as well. So not just our residents here, but residents in other counties.
Casey, when you look down the road here for this upcoming year,
yeah.
and what do you see for Shasta Regional and medical care in our community?
Well, you know, one of the things that we're looking at now is you know when we look at the car fire but then also you know what's happened down in Paradise with the campfire. You know, that is significant displacement of a population. I mean, it's going to take us years to really understand truly what's happened down there.
And the ripple effect.
Exactly. And so we're trying to get out ahead of that at Shasta because we think that we're going to start to see a lot of people coming up here from that area. We already see our hotels are full. We've seen patients from Paradise come into our emergency room. And so we're taking a hard look at because that Feather River Hospital down there was damaged significantly. I mean, all the inpatient, from my understanding, the inpatient units were burned down. And the only part left standing is their outpatient center. But still, there's nobody there. There's nobody there to treat. And so
and the infrastructure is, you know.
And the infrastructure is gone.
There's just no infrastructure
it's
left.
Yeah, it's And you would of course you would love to see them rebuild, but you got to be realistic about
how long it's
going to take. And so we are starting to look. We've been spending a lot of time this week and next week as well, where we're going to be looking at the medical staff that's down there. Is there a good fit to maybe relocate some of them up here? I think that we're going to see a lot of those patients move. You know, the population moving up here just because. You know, we're right in the middle. They're right in the middle between us and Sacramento, and they're not going to go to Sacramento. They live in Paradise for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
so I do strongly feel that we're going to probably start to see some migration towards Redding, and you know, and we have a you know we've got a kind of an equilibrium now between the two hospitals, and we're able to handle a lot of the population that we have now.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think we're going to have to be smart about this and have a plan. For the future and potentially a little bump in the population. So we're taking a hard look at that.
Well, what would, say, 10,000 people coming in 2 years, would that have a huge impact?
Well, you know, it's interesting. There are indicators where, so say if you have 10,000 people and they're seniors, okay?
Yeah.
Say they're retired.
Because that's most of the, that was, if you look at the,
that's right.
God forbid, but if
well,
you look what, at the casualties, they're all, right. they're all in their 70s and 80s.
Well, and one out of four people there were over 65.
Yeah.
That's a pretty significant number.
Yeah, it is.
So say you just bring in a population of 10,000 seniors. Well, you know, they have what there's bed days per 1,000. So that means that 1,000 seniors that are Medicare age will generate 1,300 hospital days a year. So, you know, that's a lot of days.
1,000?
Right? Oh, yeah.
1,000 Medicare patients will generate 1,300
hospital days a year.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, you know, when you start to look at math like that, and that's what we use those type of statistics to plan for future mm-hmm. admissions and capacity and staffing and all of those types of things. You know, that's a big number. I mean, if we did get 10,000, which would be a big, that would, not entirely impossible.
It's not impossible,
it's not.
I'm thinking. If you look at normal people
right.
coming in and then
that's
these
right.
are being displaced.
Yeah, that's correct. And so, but, you know, realistically, even if it was 5,000, it uh-huh. still would bring a significant amount of work and for both hospital, you know, for the hospital and our medical groups.
6,500 patient days, you know, figuring that. Yeah.
It's not hard wow. math to do. And so that, you know, we would certainly need to be smart and get out there ahead of the game and start to look at, you know, what physicians we would need, what other type of staff we would need. To start planning because you know you don't want to just ignore that situation down there because it is critical.
Okay.
Critical.
We're here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional. We talked about the, you know, where they are now. The they have just been receiving an award from just a completely outside agency that has nothing to do with any of the hospitals here, but that are rating hospitals, and they're in the top 50 hospitals in the United States out of 5,500.
Yeah, this is the Truven organization. Yeah. It's a subsidiary of IBM. It's their analytics. You can't pay to be a part of it. They just do it, and they put it out there. You know, they do a lot of consulting for hospitals, but this is something that they do, that they put these awards out, and you can't even apply for it.
That's awesome. They just look at you. That is really telling.
That's something that's extraordinary.
That's golden, as we would call it.
Plus, it's a big honor. Also, hip and knee. You've been rated in the hip and knee replacement, all that kind of stuff.
That's right.
But then what we were just talking about is the looking at next year, but look and something that Shasta Regional needs to look at is the influx of people that are going to be coming to Reading. Right. And with the total destruction of paradise, well, not total, but so much
pretty
of it.
Pretty close.
But it's the infrastructure.
Right.
Of the roads, but the electricity, the water, everything. Even though they're trying to get them back, that there's probably going to be people going to be migrating here.
Yeah.
To Shasta County. Now, there's other people around here in Reading just because of the facilities we have. Sure. And the planning then that Shasta Regional has to do to look down the road so they can provide services for everybody.
Right. We don't want to be caught off guard and not be able to provide services to the people that live here, mm-hmm. Already. And, so that's something that we just inherently look at when we're doing our strategic planning for the next year. So that's something that we're going to be taking a hard look at, plus a couple of other programs.
Well, I want to talk about that when we get back from our break. It's 15 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Friday, the 30th of November. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, best place in the world to get a haircut. In fact, it's the only place in the world to get a haircut for some of us. Man's Last Stronghold.
I love
discounts
that.
For seniors and veterans. That's right, Man's Last Stronghold.
I love that tagline.
Linda walked in there one day. She stuck her toe in there one day, and there's so much testosterone, she had to shave her ankle.
Yeah.
It was right afterwards. And this is, like I said,
Your voice lowered.
Yeah. That's right. Just how low? Just it's lower.
All right.
She had a bit of mustache.
Let's
than
take
I
a
did.
Break.
Take a break. Now.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday Season.
Hello, my name is Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. I would like to invite you to take advantage of our winter special. We're offering 10% off all interior work scheduled during December and January. Some of the painting people do range from wall, woodwork, whole house painting, plus cabinet refinishing and staining. Please call us today at 400-5152 or visit our website, danscottpainting.com, and Facebook.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship,
Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Heading out this morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. What, hon?
I'm not on.
Here you are.
We're here.
We hear you.
Put your headphones on.
Oh.
Okay. Can you hear me?
We can hear you fine.
All right. So my headphones, just something happened with my headphones. I can't hear myself. But anyway, so good morning, everybody, and welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's currently 37 degrees. Want to let you know what the temperature will be today with our highs at 54 and our lows of 40. Right now it's super beautiful out, but we have a forecast of partly sunny then showers likely this evening. Rain tonight, tomorrow a chance of rain, but tomorrow night beautiful. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
And this portion of the show, our last live read of the month of November, is for our friends over at SST Oil. SST Oil, great people, Bill, Dana, and all the super people over there. This is their 51st year of being in business in Reading. It's an employee-owned business. Well, everybody there started from the bottom, driving trucks or whatever, and now okay, that's what happened. Your Linda's headphones got unplugged. Over
Sorry
here.
About that. Let's not take time with that. It's okay. All right.
Anyway, SST Oil is one of our sponsors, and we're really proud to have SST Oil with us. They have the commercial fueling network, 59,000 spots you can get fuel at. They, during the fires, their people were out 24 hours a day making sure there was fuel for the fire trucks, for the generators, for everything. SST Oil, great group of people down there. They're always looking for drivers with hazmat or just want to become part of a really, really good group. SST Oil. We're here speaking of a good group. Casey Fatch from Shasta Regional Medical Center. He's the CEO out there. We're going to talk about some of the programs that you have.
Sure.
That you're looking at for this coming year.
Well, we are having our first meeting today with our general surgeons and some of the other interested stakeholders. Orna, my wife will be there as well for representing gynecology. And we'll be having our first meeting to roll out our new Da Vinci robotic platform.
Mm.
And so that's something that's a minimally invasive type of a surgery that has a lot shorter hospital lengths of stay and much faster recovery. So that is something that we're starting. I think the unit will be here in December, so we'll start that service in the first quarter of next year. So that's one thing that we're looking at. We're also looking at an emergency room expansion. We're going to be putting in a fast track for patients that are lower acuity, maybe have cuts or colds or that type of stuff, and so that's something that we're working on getting our door, what we call door to provider time, where down to below 30 minutes, where people come in and they can be seen immediately by a physician in less than 30 minutes. We frequently hit that, but currently under normal circumstances, but when you see the surges of patients come in the wintertime and stuff, that wait time can be extended, and we're trying to address that. And so because we still want people to be able to come in and get quicker service. So those are two of the things that we're looking at.
And constantly expanding and constantly changing and evolving.
Right.
And we've seen that since you've come to town, that sounds so hokey, but it's true.
That's what I did.
You know, your new sheriff came. And, you know, the changes underneath your watch, it's been great to see. You know, I can feel movement in the earth since you've been here, and it's been good, very good.
Well, you know, the staff there, the management team from our you know, Stacia Reed, our CNO, and the finance staff and all the other, you know, the nurse managers are, you know, they're just very receptive to leadership. And, you know, and again, you know, those cheesy statements like it's a team sport, you know, but this is a team sport. This mm-hmm. is not just one person.
Right.
But this is all of us sitting down and coming up with the plan. You gotta,
people around you.
And I tell that to people. So I tell people, you know, if you spent your time hiring your replacement, your life would be so much simpler at work, and I can't get people to get on board with that concept. But it's the truth.
Right,
it's the way you should live your life.
Yeah, I mean, if you visually think about a surgeon, right. And your surgeon, you may have, like, the top surgeon, but sure. If he doesn't have the people operating around him that are really that intense and that as acute, with acute awareness right. of how he moves, right. then it's going to be, no matter how good of an A game, it's going to be a B+. Your team is everything.
Well, and that the other concept, you know, the hiring your replacement, but then also when I hire you, you have to be better at your job than I am. You know, I want them to be a better, you know, radiology director than I could be, or mm-hmm. I want them to be a better, you know, chief nursing executive than I could be. Mm-hmm. And that's when you live your life like that and you practice at work like that, that's when you get a team. That's when you get a team that can really perform.
Okay. Casey Fatch here from our Shasta Regional Medical Center. We also talked about his puppies that are growing on probably for too long, but still really? it always still breaks me up. I really like the idea that you're building on some really strong platform here.
Right.
Got a very strong structure, and that now you're building out from there. Knowing that that's, you know, with the changes in technology. And all this that are happening, like you mentioned, a Da Vinci system,
right?
There, I mean, which helps with really was it kind of almost microscopic type of surgery?
Yeah, well, you know, quite frankly, it's more expensive for the hospital to provide that service because you know the reimbursements don't change, but the reality is it's better for the patient, and you know that's how we look at the world. You know, Prime Health has made significant investments. We have. Two brand new cath labs coming in, a brand new MRI unit coming in, a brand new CT scanner coming in. And these are all projects that are going to be taking off next year. And so there's been a significant investment into Shasta by Prime Health. And they put their money where their mouth is. And, you know, we have a potential technology that we were looking at the other night that's going to help people with in cardiogenic shock recover. And that's something that people never used to recover from. Well, that was something
what,
you just.
What is cardiogenic shock?
Oh, it's just when it has a lot to do with if you've just had either such a significant myocardial infarction event
mm-hmm.
that the function of your ventricle is just almost paralyzed, the ventricle of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so this technology is going to allow them to, the patients to recover, and then we can do interventions to get them back and get them healthy. So that's technology we're bringing in to augment the cardiovascular program. But we've got a lot of other capital projects that are happening next year. And we also, in January, we're applying for the Blue Distinction for total knee and total hip surgeries from Blue Cross. And so those will be a preferred provider for Blue Cross patients. And so that's an application process that we're going through now.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's a lot of stuff there, buddy.
We're pretty busy. Yeah, I know. I try not to talk about it all at the same time because it kind of gets you a little overwhelming. But we're making it happen.
What it shows me is that you've taken that strong base that you have.
Yeah.
I mean, being one of the top 50 hospitals in the United States is pretty cool when it comes to things.
That's right.
But then now all these other new things you're doing is that the hospital, the company itself, is investing back in our community.
A significant amount.
Okay. I need to make some announcements here before we leave, so don't you leave yet.
Okay.
But I just want to remind everybody that tonight we have the annual downtown Christmas tree lighting tonight at 5 p.m. in the downtown atrium, the corner of Market Street and Placer. That's always a big event. You have not seen that yet.
I have not seen that.
And then, of course, tomorrow night, The 2030 Club's 38th Annual Reading Lighted Christmas Parade tomorrow night starts at 6. And it starts at California Tehama. It goes down Pine North, goes up to Yuba, honoring first responders. This is their this is who's the Grand Marshal. He is honoring first responders. Reading Fire Chief Cullen Kreider is the Grand Marshal. And also the Second Amendment, Restore Your Rights Second Amendment rally is going to be tomorrow from about, I think it's from, it says here, 1500, which would be 3 p.m. to, 6 p.m., and which also allows you to go run down and be at the parade.
And let's not forget Cascade Christmas. This is the closing weekend we're attending tonight. Love this show. Never have missed it in the last, when it started, I think 10 years ago. And, of course, Jenna Laird has, we want to shout out to all that Jenna Laird did to create this and make it happen and the new regime that's there. So we get to see the show tonight.
Yeah, get to see the new
and
stuff.
Their tickets, I think, again, for tomorrow night and Sunday. It's Sunday, though, that would be closing night. So tickets for the Cascade Theater for Cascade Christmas.
That's right. And Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional, thank you so much for being here.
It's always
today.
A pleasure, guys. Love coming in.
And so much going on. Everybody, you have a great weekend. There's so much stuff going on tonight. See you at the lighted Christmas tree and then tomorrow. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.